Unit 10, Psychology. Reading 1, The First Answer. Students take a large number of tests at school. Many times, they take multiple choice tests. These are tests that provide 4 or 5 answers for students to choose from. A lot of students have a theory about how to take multiple choice tests. They always stick to the first answer that they choose instead of changing their answer. But is this really a good strategy? Researchers have conducted a number of studies on multiple choice tests. They have learned how students and teachers feel about them. The results are interesting. Around 75% of college students think that they should not change their first answers, and 55% of teachers believe the same thing. However, according to a 70-year-long study, they are both incorrect. It found that students who changed their answers did better than those who did not. In fact, when students changed their answers, they never got lower scores on their tests. These studies showed that sticking to the first answer is the wrong strategy. So why do so many students and teachers recommend sticking to the first answer? When students change the right answer to the wrong one, they feel bad. This painful experience creates stronger memories. These memories return every time they take tests. The next time you are not sure if your answer is correct, you should be confident about changing it. Reading 2. The Power Pose. Pretend for just a moment that you are Wonder Woman. Stand up straight with your feet wide apart. Now put your hands on your hips, push out your chest, and hold your head up high. Posing like this not only makes you feel great, it can even make you more successful. New research shows that standing like Wonder Woman for 2 minutes before an important event can improve your performance. Amy Cuddy, a professor at Harvard Business School, has proved that our body language affects our hormones. Her study examined the effects of power poses on the body. It showed that standing in a power pose actually changes your body's hormones. For example, the Wonder Woman pose increases the power hormone called testosterone. It also decreases the stress hormone called cortisol. The result is a feeling of strength and confidence. The opposite is also true. Standing in a wimp pose with your head down and chest pushed back decreases testosterone and increases cortisol. This leaves you feeling nervous and stressed. As you can see, using a power pose could help you in your daily life. Start to notice your own body pose. Do you tend to stand in a power pose or a wimp pose? From now on, the next time you need some extra power and confidence, try standing like Wonder Woman for a few moments first.